now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
California, we all know it's all the formula. We've had enough, up on tattoos, photo shoots, and then the interviews with glossy magazines, with punk rock stars and limousines. Crap rock band of California, we all know you stole the formula.
Some integrity.
Well, if you wanted integrity, Peter, why did you join that crap punk band from Brighton, you cunt?
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR, another weekend, another Saturday with your host, Aaron. Yes, the first edition of the first ever show of this fall. Yes, fall is here. Fall has fallen upon us. Oh, it's bright outside. It's sunny. I'm loving it. Yes. Rocking the tights for myself, the cycling tights. Going to go for a nice bike ride somewhere. My first day rocking tights on this second day of the fall. Started things all off with GBH. It's from their latest Momentum. It's going to be out on Hellcat Records really shortly, and yes, GBH playing Seattle, Washington across the border very shortly. Playing the Crocodile next Tuesday with the Casualties and some others, and I'm looking forward to seeing that classic Birmingham punk band once again. The name of the track was called 50 Watts, and we followed with Peter and the Test Tube Babies. It's from their latest release called The Shallots, and it's it just got released on a Rising Empire Records, so check them out. And we're going to hear another very old UK punk acts who were quite prolific and never really went away, but we're going to hear a band that went away, and they're back, and they're sounding really good. I'm talking about The Ejected. They've got a new record coming out really soon on Randale Records. It's going to be called Game of Survival, and this is a track on it called Alien Abduction. Here we go.
Aliens got me knocked up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've been probed.
She's on something, cause that girl's a fright. She loves the science fiction, cause so
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Nation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and we start things all off with the Ejected. Game of Survival is the release, and the track we heard was called Alien Abduction, followed with Riot Squad from their second 7-inch release, Riots in the City. We heard a track called Why Should We? And, yeah, that came out on Ronlet Records. And, yeah, Riot Squad were playing a few years back. I don't think they are anymore. But, yeah, looking forward to seeing a Riot Squad cover band this Halloween at the Astoria with a bunch of other cool cover bands. And I'll, yeah, we'll keep you informed on that as Halloween draws closer. Yeah, followed with Soldier Dolls. A Taste of Blood is the name of the 7-inch release. It's on Scream Records. We heard a track called Iron Curtain. Came out in May 1984. And we followed with The Straps, a punk collection on Captain Oi Records, Police News. Yeah, I didn't do my homework on this one. I remember reading about this band, and yeah, there was a Vancouver connection to them. Yeah, but yeah, this is a good 16-song CD collection of The Straps on Captain Oi Records, and it's a good one. And right now we're going to get into the latest from Fang. We're going to hear a track called This Means War. Name of the release is called Rise Up. Here we go.
Shut it down. This means war. Stop your Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Arbor, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Fang, Rise Up, their latest from this Bay Area act, who've been going forever and ever, and we heard a track called This Means War, and by Anti Nowhere League out of the UK, heard a track from their 7-inch, This Is War, and this is my favorite song by Anti Nowhere League. I'm not even a big fan of the Anti Nowhere League, but this song just rocks. Out of Portland, Oregon, we heard from Macho Boys. Heard a track called Stone Dead, and it's from their new full-length on Neck Chop Records. And, yeah, check this band out. They're pretty cool. And we followed with Obscene Being, local act. This is from a release of theirs called Rot and Decay. And we heard the track called Register Today. And right about now, we're going to get into some acts who will be playing the Varning from Montreal Festival, starting with an act from Ottawa, Ontario. They're called Tight Lip, and it's from a demo of theirs, which was released in February of this year. The track we're going to hear is called Pushed Around on Generation Annihilation, CITR. We'll be right back.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. We just heard Five Axel will be playing the Varning for Montreal Festival going on at the Catacombs in Montreal right now. Venue in Montreal. Started things all off with Tight Lip out of Ottawa from their demo. We heard a track called Pushed Around and from Duroqua from the Dur release, which is out now on Imminent Destruction Records and a few other labels. Yeah, we heard a track called Resinge Toi, and they're from Ottawa as well. And we followed with the Head Splitters from New York City from the Unjust Cycle demo. We heard a track called Severed Hands, and from Subversive Rights, also from New York City, from their demos release thing on Bloody Masters Records. We heard a track called Big Brother. And from the Bay Area, we hear from Remnants from the Accomplices Not Allies release with a track called Toy Soldier. And we're going to hear a band right now. Yeah, they're originally out of Vancouver, but the members are kind of split due to border issues right now. I'm talking about Puramania. This is from their new release on Sabotage Records. It's called Cerebros Punk. And the track we are going to hear is called Grande Esperanzas. So here we go. We'll be right back.
is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Pura Mania, their latest. It's called Cerebros Punk. Grande Esperanzas is the name of the track. And yeah, they formed out of Vancouver. A couple of the members got deported, but they will be touring with the Spectres from Vancouver, who we played in the set after that, from the Visions of a New World 7-inch release. We heard a track called Complications. That's going back to 2007. Oh, man, it's so hard to believe that was a good 10 years ago. Yeah, times are flying. We're all getting older. Followed with Limp Wrist from the Facades release. We heard a track called Como Voss, and ended things off with Sterile Mind, another one on the Sabotage Records label. Lift and Mask is the name of it. We heard two tracks in one there, Transmission and Laid to Rest. So, yeah, Power Chord will not be here today, but... yeah, we will bring you some recorded music. There might be some metal in there. I'm not too sure, but it'll be a CITR ghost mix. But to take you into that, we're going to play you a track featuring the late Eric Eike. I'm talking about Corrosion of Conformity from the Eye for an Eye release. This is a track called Tell Me. Yeah, he recently passed away. So, yes, another punk rock veteran, hardcore vets, who has passed away. Yeah, from Raleigh, North Carolina. This is Corrosion of Conformity with a track called Tell Me. Like Generation Annihilation on Facebook. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Yeah, have a good rest of the day, and I'll talk to you hopefully next week. See you soon.
broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.